Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our special guest today is Bawa Muhayyadeen, a very old and wise man who teaches about human growth and consciousness. In a world where it's hard to judge when a teacher is sincere, one can't help but to be impressed by Bawa's humble manner and his kindly, bright eyes. He offers his love freely and won't even speak where admission is charged. Bawa draws on a wealth of direct experience, searching for himself, for wisdom, and for God. He had been living in the forests of Ceylon, now called Sri Lanka, for many years, and was discovered by some pilgrims in the 1940s. Since then, he has shared his compassion and understanding at the service of seekers from all religions and races. The talk we'll hear was given at the Bawa Muhayyadeen Fellowship in Philadelphia, where Bawa resides when he visits America. He speaks the language of Tamil and is translated simultaneously into English by Chrissy Butler. And now, His Holiness Bawa Muhayyadeen.
And then the time of Pul Pumbal, and Lam, and then the Kariyatachi, or Pulum, or Ilepen Karamelanji.
Even a blade of grass does its duty in the world. The trees. God created each seed for a reason. And each creation performs its duty for a reason. The trees, the bushes, the grass, the reptiles, the birds, the winged creatures, the sun and the moon, all of them. God formed everything according to a limit, a certain limit, and they all do duty, all the creations. And human beings too must do their duty in that way. God created that point, and He created a certain limit for each creation. And each second, every creation exists under His control, within the limit that He made. And each second, each soul moves according to the will of God. That's His power. Everything happens according to the will of God. We think we're doing things, but God has placed a limit upon us. And each second, there is a duty of things to be planted. But God created things in a natural way, and He placed that power of growing within each thing. We have to act with wisdom.